The CEO of the Health Service Executive, Bernard Gloster, has put out a call to staff to work extra shifts this bank holiday weekend to try to avoid and at least reduce overcrowding levels in hospitals next week. The HSE is also seeking to introduce more broadly a new 7-day working roster for hospital staff across the health service. Bernard Gloster joins us now from Limerick, where he's been meeting representatives of the Midwest Hospital Campaign. A very good afternoon to you, Bernard Gloster, and welcome to the News at One.
Good afternoon, Brian.
If we might start with that meeting with campaigners in the Midwest. I mean, everyone's well aware of the particular problems at Limerick University Hospital. It has some of the worst overcrowding in its ED department of any hospital anywhere in the country. And there's a specific ask, isn't there, from these campaigners to reopen the emergency departments in Nina and Ennis. What were you able to tell them about whether there's any prospect of that or what's been done to try to ease overcrowding in Limerick?
Sure. Well, what I did say with the group, firstly, is it was a real welcome opportunity to meet with them, and I see it as the commencement of an engagement with me rather than a once-off meeting. They had some very, I think, constructive observations about improvements that can be made, and certainly improvements I'm committed to on a number of access points in the health service, both in the community and in our hospital services. I think it's equally important that we're honest and upfront with people when we're engaged with them. And I did tell them that at this point in time, there certainly weren't active plans to restore emergency or blue light access into the smaller hospitals in the region, Nina and Ennis particularly. But there were a lot of other things we could do and are doing, and certainly even some of their suggestions this morning, I think we're going to help to add to that.
What do you say to their contention that an emergency department for a population of 400,000 people simply is not enough, it's inadequate?
Well, what I've said to them is it certainly presents a serious challenge, because where the one emergency department came out of in 2009, it came out of a situation where a lot of other factors were built in at the time and were dependencies of that whole reconfiguration working. And some of those dependencies just didn't happen. And the reconfiguration, in some respects, went ahead of its time. And we've seen the cumulative effect over the years on that. So I have said certainly, I think from the perspective of the HSE, of the department and government, no one would ever definitively rule anything out to come into consideration in the future. But it's important we don't leave people hanging with expectation either. Our focus right now is additional capacity at UHL, 96 under construction, and last week another 96. The foundation approved to start for those. That's a very significant investment. On a more practical level, today, just in the last couple of weeks, we've extended the medical assessment units in St John's and in Nina to be comparable with Ennis and run 7 days a week. And the group this morning have asked me to see, is there a possibility that the local injury unit and medical assessment unit could be extended to potentially a 24-hour consideration. I think that's a very constructive suggestion, and one I've given them an assurance that we will come back to them on.
Your call to key healthcare staff to volunteer to work this bank holiday weekend, what sort of response has it got?
I think it's varied. It's positive for many people. I think it's important to say the call wasn't for everyone in the entire health service to turn up this weekend. What the call was for the purpose of achieving additional purposeful activity, and by that meaning that decisions could be made in hospitals, and those decisions could be enabled, be that at diagnostic level or at discharge level. We do know, if I look at the June bank holiday weekend of last year, we do know typically coming into a bank holiday weekend like this that our admissions might go down about 20%, but our discharges go down by about 66%, and those two variables don't add up. So the ask was for additional supports this weekend to try and reduce that. It was an ask on the basis of people's existing terms and conditions, and so therefore for many people it was voluntary.
Right.
In our community services we've seen a good response to that. In parts of the hospitals, the National Ambulance Service have certainly significant additional capacity this
weekend. Diagnostics?
And in some aspects of diagnostics in hospitals, and we're also exploring out-of-hospital diagnostics for GPs, which we've had during the week, and now looking to see can we build a model for those for weekends. So this isn't just about the June bank holiday weekend. This is going to be successive over the next couple of weeks and months. And I think what's important, Brian, is to say that it marks my intention to bring formal proposals to the representative organisations of all of our grades that our future recruitment would allow us the capacity to roster and deploy on a five over seven basis as opposed to five over five.
In that regard, the Irish Medical Organisation has been saying that these plans for a 7-day working roster won't, and I'm quoting their statement, won't make any meaningful difference if the underlying crisis of capacity and doctor recruitment and retention isn't urgently addressed. That's fair enough, isn't it?
Well, I think it's a little bit binary, and I'd be a bit disappointed to say that deploying the health service to work beyond an on-call system on the days of the weekend wouldn't make any difference. I actually believe it would make a fundamental difference. That's the first thing.
Even with current resources?
The distribution across the week can be better. As I've said, you know, many times before, you can look at the figures and carve them up any way you want. Our hospital and healthcare system does not function at the weekend at the same rate that it does during the week. The level of discharges in our hospitals and the level of admissions during the week is fundamentally different, and we have to alter that. The doctors are right in terms of building capacity of medical manpower, and you will have seen this morning with your colleagues in Morning Ireland, the Minister announcing the additional GP training programme. And just to give people a context of what that means, Brian, in simple terms, in 2009, we were looking at a position of 120 GPs in any one of the 4 years of the training programme. Today, we've 258. It'll be 285 by July, and by next year, it'll be 350 in each year of the programme. That is very significant additional medical capacity.
And we also have this new public-only consultant contract, which again would work over a 7-day week. And yet, no clarity or visibility yet on what sort of response there has been to that contract. How many have been taken up?
Yeah, so the offer of consultant contracts does take time for people to consider. We've had several hundred expressions of interest and queries from existing consultants about the contract. Yes, the number that have signed up to date is actually a small number. That's not surprising. And we're just about to commence an international recruitment campaign targeting the 500 and odd vacancies we have at consultant level and the 400 that are filled at temporary level. That's almost 1,000 consultant permanent posts. And we're going on a major international campaign off the back of the new contract, which at the top of the scale, Brian, is 257,000 plus a capacity for that to go up nearly 300,000. And by any measure internationally, that is a very attractive position.
Just a final question, if I might. You mentioned the development plans at Limerick University Hospital, but the HSE executive, the health service executive, has also been warning that problems around the National Children's Hospital, fluctuations in spending there, will have an impact on the capital programme elsewhere in the health service during this year. Now, is Limerick safe from negative effects on that? And if so, what projects will get hit?
So in very simple terms, the 96-bed construction at Limerick will go ahead as planned and is already underway and won't be paused for the want of any financial investment. When we publish our capital plan, Brian, we're obliged to publish and point out the risks to any plan. That makes perfect sense to the public. And there are several risks we've pointed out, including changes to building standards regulations, public spending limits, and also workforce in the construction industry. So there's a whole series. And in one of those risks, we did point out that predictability around expenditure variance on the National Children's Hospital could affect the overall profile of the €1 billion we have to spend. I certainly don't see a position, and I don't foresee a position, and I don't want to get into figures on the Children's Hospital because it's in quite a sensitive negotiation, but I do not foresee any construction project in the HSE this year being altered, affected in its timeline for the want of money.
Bernard Gloucester, Chief Executive of the HSE, thanks for talking to us on the programme.